Everybody's getting ready to go into the forest. We're going to continue along. I assume the marching order. Actually, tell me your marching order, because you can go two by two down the path. So,
front.
All right, Trask is in the front.
Yeah, I guess Trask and I will lead the front.
All right.
Myron's going to hang out towards the rear. He's not exactly a great combatant.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I'm in the middle.
I'm going to be at the rear as well, not only to watch the rear, but frankly to keep an eye on Myron.
Jeez. 1 second. Hey, Jack, what was your staff's name? Do you remember?
You know, I think I wrote it down somewhere.
Where are you, Erwin? And don't say your house.
The front, I would imagine. Oh, okay. Or the very back.
Did some straightening up in the room, too, so that wasn't smart.
Don't you hate that? All right, so a big boulder comes flying out of the sky and crushes everybody but Trask.
Sweet.
Only I knew what the name of my staff was before I got squashed. Oh, it was Hell's Flame Staff.
Okay, so it's Hell's Flame Staff.
Okay.
Well, it's Hell's Flame, and I wrote staff next to it, so I don't know.
And we hear somebody typing, so...
That might have been me.
So you're entering the forest. The path you're going in your marching order, the forest is very dark, and you can't really see that well, so you might have to light a torch. Fortunately, the path is wide enough and the trees are far enough away that you will not burn anything down unless you throw the torch into the forest, Trask. And,
hey, don't look at me.
Yeah, don't look at you, because you'd be the first one to do that. So, probably someone in the front and the back are going to have to light a torch just to see in this forest. There is a lot of smoke that seems to be radiating from the forest, like a mist, I should say, not really a smoke. More like a fog, I should say. Every once in a while, you kind of, out of the corner of your eye, see various shapes moving around in the foresty area. Okay. So we'll continue with that. What are you guys in the front doing?
I'm going to light a torch and hand it to Lyrian.
Okay.
I'm going to take it and look at it a second and cock my head a little bit and silently give it back to you and then march off this way. Come.
All right, Trask, you have the torch back in your hand again.
I'm going to jog up to him and hand it to him and I'll go, "Trust me, mate, it's a lot better if you hold this and I have both hands free."
You fighter types. Fine, I will carry the torch.
Okay.
You'll be thanking me when I save your ass.
Okay, it seems like you traveled through the forest, and it seems like you've been traveling forever walking through the forest. And you hear various sounds of rustling coming from various different bushes and trees around you. Every once in a while, you think you see something moving towards you at a fast pace, but when you look, it's just your imagination. It's mostly just the swirls of the forest and the shadows, and maybe you're just your mind playing tricks on you. Trask, you seem like you see like a horse-shaped shadow every once in a while.
It's okay. I don't charge at it. The horse and I have worked out all our differences. In fact, he's coming over for Christmas.
Aww.
It'll be lovely.
He rejected your invitation, by the way.
What a dick. I hate that horse.
Okay, and then finally, after what seems like the whole day travel, you come upon which looks like a fork in the road, heading to the right or the left, with a big giant pine tree in the middle, which means you can't go straight anymore.
Right, I hold up my hands, I stop Trask, I walk up to the tree. I walk around it and look at it intently for a few moments, and then I silently start walking to the right.
Okay. You see your guide heads towards the right.
We'll follow him.
Okay.
Myron is whispering to whoever's next to him. I hope he remembers where he's going.
Nice. What do you mean?
Oh, no, never mind. Forget I said anything. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine, buddy. It'll be fine.
Okay, so you're traveling through the forest, and actually, let's see. Since Trask is in the front, Trask, give me a d6 roll, please, and tell me what you get.
5.
It's okay. You, as you're walking, you kind of get the notion that you're being watched from one of the trees above you. Up ahead, I should say.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything yet, but I am going to kind of change my glance so I can... Or change the way I... I'm going to try and sneak a glance to see if I can see anything above me.
Mm.
Any glowing eyes or...
glowing eyes, yeah. You see various...
Sneaking shadows.
You see various glowing eyes throughout the forest.
Damn creepy place. So can I make out anything in the shadows above me?
No. Hmm. It's too dark.
Even with his infravision?
Yeah, he doesn't really see anything. It's too far out of his distance.
Okay.
I'm going to kind of slink my hand over my the hilt of my broadsword.
Okay, you guys notice that Trask is kind of in a cautious walk right now at this point.
Then I do have my shield. Equipped.
Okay. You notice as you're continuing along, Lyrian, I had to look at the name again, sorry. As you're getting deeper into the forest, you notice that you're coming upon what you remember would be a heavily trafficked area for large spiders. You know this is the only way to go through, but you've seen them here in the past, and you want to kind of be cautious at this point, you think.
Right. I warn the party that we may see some giant spiders in the next little area. I give them a general cautionary thing about how giant spiders work and be calm and non-threatening and things, and then continue along carefully.
Okay. Walking down the path, you guys start noticing there is various spider webbings here and there on the ground and coming off the trees. And actually, you all kind of get it on you when you're walking through the area. And then you finally do see a large web up in the tree area. But you don't see any spiders anywhere, luckily.
You know, if we lit that, we could probably see a lot better.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anybody? Just a suggestion.
Anybody want to do that?
No.
I forbid you from lighting my forest on fire. If you do that, I will have to kill you.
I'm sorry, I haven't memorized everyone's names yet. Who is it that my character is walking next to?
Corbin.
Corbin, yes. Myron's going to lean over to Corbin and whisper, yes, the last time we went through here, there were 2 ogres being eaten by spiders here. Very disgusting.
Galvin is actually, I don't know if anyone notices, but he's a little nervous about the spider webs. And when he hears about the ogres, he's getting a little bit on edge here. He doesn't like the little ones, okay?
Okay, hold on a second.
But don't worry, with us as your guides, you'll be just fine. Trust us. Mm-hmm.
You actually see a small spider, about 1.5 feet, walk past the front of the party about 20 feet away and stop in the middle of the path to look directly at you.
At who?
At the front of the party, obviously.
Okay.
At Trask and Lyrian.
Trask kind of looks up to Lyrian and kind of gives him a quizzical, what the...
As his Galva's now shitting his pants at this point.
Like like, is this normal?
Stop on it! Stop on it!
They were a lot bigger the last time.
Oh, yeah. These are the small ones, I suppose.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes.
I guess I can't use speak with animals with a spider, eh?
No. It wouldn't work with a spider.
Alright, well, I stop. Does it look like the spider is being aggressive at all?
Are you approaching it or just standing there?
I'm just standing there at this point.
It doesn't seem like it's aggressive. It just seems like it's standing there looking at you.
Alright, I'm going to wait and see what it does.
While we are stopped
around the trees.
While we're stopped, I'm making sure to look behind us. I don't want to be surprised.
When you turn around, you see two other spiders behind you. Not directly, I'll say about 10 feet.
I tell everyone.
Okay.
I huddle really close to Irwin.
Are they the same size as the one in front?
They're generally the same size, yeah.
Okay.
I grab Trask and I push him in front of me and I tell him, go, slowly. Be slow. And with that, give him a shove.
He's throwing you under the bus.
Trask kind of mumbles, a brave and bolstery goid, eh? And he kind of walks up and he looks to the spider and he kind of glares at him and then walks like around it. He just kind of gives it the stink eye. Get out of here, spider. Let's go.
As you approach the spider, it kind of backs up a little bit and moves to the side as you walk by the spider.
As the party passes through here, Myron is going to scatter a little bit of his rations behind us to try to distract them, to keep them occupied with something else rather than eating us, hopefully.
Okay. Trask, as you're walking by the spider, you feel a small pinch on your knee.
Oh.
And take one
through
point
the
of
armor?
Yeah, you take 1 point of damage.
Alright, saving throw?
Nope.
Okay.
And you notice that the spider has struck you with one of its, I guess, pinchers, you should say, or claws, whatever it is. Spider leg.
So is this like a puppy dog size spider?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm just going to keep walking and not mess with the spider.
Okay.
I don't like the DM making that kind of sigh.
Trask, you continue walking along, and then this is the scene that you guys see. The spider runs and hops into the air and is now attached to Trask's back as Trask goes tumbling to the ground face first. And Trask, you take an additional 2 points of damage as the spider is biting on you, your back.
Oh.
The other two spiders...
I'm going to get up.
Hold on.
Like, stand up, and then I'm going to jump in the air and land on my back.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be your next action next time.
And just, while I'm in midair, I'm going to put on my my bracelets, if I can.
Anything else you want to do, Superman?
Well, I'm going to pull out my Ine Chuck bracelet, and then I'm going to put it on as I'm jumping in the air.
Okay. So the two spiders in the back, let's see. Corbin, your armor class?
It's 3.
That spider actually jumps towards you, and you duck out of the way, but in front of you would be Irwin, so... Irwin, give me a save versus... This is going to be a good one. Would be the equivalent of a dodge.
Polymorph petrification? Actually, probably spell or breath weapon, yeah.
Yeah, go for breath weapon. And while he's doing that, the other spider misses Myron.
Whew.
Heading towards Galvin, who must make the same save as well.
Blew it.
Oh.
So you blew the spider?
Ha ha.
Hey-o!
I blew the roll.
I made it with a 16.
I needed a 16. I rolled an 8.
Okay. The spider that misses Corbin latches on to Irwin, causing 1 point of damage. And the spider that was going after Myron misses Galvin as the smell blocks him, because Galvin has probably shit his pants at this point. And the spider falls to the ground, scurries into the rubble of the forest. Now it's, tell me what you're all doing. Trask, we know you're jumping up in the air and flipping and putting on bracelets.
I'm just jumping to fall on my back.
Okay. Galvin?
I'm panically swinging my staff at the spider that I see on Irwin's back.
Okay, Myron?
Assuming that I won't get hit by the mad staff swinging, I'm going to turn my mace around and try to knock the spider off of his back with the haft of it. Not like smashing him with it, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to push it off of him, dislodge it from him, that kind of thing.
Okay, Lyrian?
Is there a spider that's not latched onto somebody at this point?
He actually scurried into the forest area. So there's two spiders, one attached to Trask, the other one attached to Irwin.
Alright, I will draw my club and I'll go towards the one on Trask.
Okay, Irwin, what are you doing with the spider on your back?
On my back or my chest?
Well, at your back, because you were walking.
My back.
And, yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a page from Trask and fall backwards trying to squish it.
Exactly.
And Corbin?
I'm going to try and smash it with my shield, the one that's on Irwin's back.
What type of shield do you have?
That is a good question. Let me check.
Because it depends if you're using it as a weapon, how many attacks you get with it. So.
Right.
Well, we'll go to that. So, roll initiative. I guess, Corbin, you're the party leader, so you're going to be...
It's a large shield.
All right, so you'll be getting two rolls with that attack with the large shield.
Okay.
Roll a d6 and tell me what you get.
I rolled a 4.
And I rolled a 2, so the spiders will now go first. The one on Trask bites further...
My rear AC is 5.
Yeah, he bites further into you, chomping off 2 points of damage from your health.
Ouch.
The one on Irwin rolls a 2, so he gets no chomp off Irwin. And let's see what the other little one does. Okay. Now you guys may proceed. Trask, we'll start with you falling backwards. Give me just a d20 roll and tell me what you get.
11.
Okay, you fall back onto the spider, and he takes some damage, but he's still latched onto you. Galvin, roll your 2 hit.
I rolled a 3.
And you hit nothing. So we're continuing along the path of you hitting nothing, so...
Yeah. Probably good for Irwin, I didn't hit anything.
Yeah, probably. Myron.
Attack roll, I assume. Let's see. Ooh, I rolled a 7. I guess that hits armor class nothing.
Right. Exactly. And Lyrian, is now your move. You were heading over to Trask to assist him.
Yeah.
He is on the ground, actually, at the moment right now with the spider underneath him. So what are you doing?
Would I be able to hit the spider underneath him?
You might actually hit Trask by doing so. You can probably kick the spider, unless you want to get down on the ground and try to swipe with the club. It might not do much damage, though.
Ooh, you put your foot on his chest and try to squish the spider underneath him.
You could do a Samoan splash on top of Trask.
I'm gigantic now, so it probably take it.
Trask, you're not gigantic. You cannot do what you want to do at that particular moment. Sorry.
It's cool.
I guess I'll try to kick the spider then.
All right, give me a roll, please.
D20?
Yes, please.
11.
Do you have any bonuses from strength or anything? No, right?
No.
Okay. You actually do hit the spider, and you roll me a d4 for damage.
3.
Okay, so you do 3 points of damage to the spider. Nice. Spider squeals out a little bit, and Trask, you seem to be getting a little bit more free now, so you might be able to get out of his grasp. Erwin.
I rolled a 11.
Nice. You fall down your back and squash the spider enough. You hear it squeal, but you don't know how much damage you did. And
I'll keep rolling back and forth to grind it in, to be sure.
Stop, drop, and roll. And Corbin, at this point, your option would be the same thing as Lirian had, or you can think of some other device to do.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to keep an eye out instead of doing that. I just want to keep an eye, make sure they're... I don't want to be surprised by any other spiders, so I'm just doing a 360... rather than take a chance on, you know, hurting Erwin any further.
Do you look up?
Everywhere. Everywhere I can.
Okay. You spin around. You look around. You don't see any spiders. You look up and roll versus petrification.
All right. Shoot. Lost my... I rolled a 14, and I needed petrification. I needed a 13, yes!
Nice. As you look up, you see the largest spider you've ever seen in your life hovering over you guys on a strand of web, kind of watching. If you were Galvin right now, you probably would have passed out.
I shout out to everyone that what danger we're in, and suggest they move forward as quickly as possible.
Okay, so let's move on to the next round. What is everybody doing, starting with going down the line? Trask, what are you doing?
I guess I'll put on my bracelets this round.
Okay. Galvin?
So did he tell me to look up?
He did not say look up, no.
Okay.
He just said you were in danger.
Well, I'm still focused on the little spider then, trying to stomp on it, kick it, whatever I can do, even if it's underneath or when. Okay. In a panic.
Myron?
I guess I'll heed the warning and grab Erwin by the collar and try to drag him forward since he's thrashing around trying to squish that thing.
Okay. Lirian?
So I don't know that there's a giant spider above us at this point?
No, you do not, because he did not. He just said you were in danger, and that was about all you heard at your point.
All right, well, that's fairly obvious, so I'll attack the spider again.
Erwin, you're going to be dragged, so what are you going to
do? Well, since I'm on my back, squishing the thing, am I looking up by default?
Actually, yes.
Aha.
And you see the most horrific-looking, giant, god-awful, disgusting spider slowly making its way down towards you.
Big spider above!
Now everybody hears that. And everybody's probably going to look. So everybody's going to be giving me, once we get the initiative done, a petrification roll. So, Corbin, what are you doing now?
I'm going to... You know, it's a good question. If I know that Myron's already getting... It's a question if I have some indication if Myron's already getting Erwin. Because if I don't know that, I'm going to try and drag him forward.
You will go except for Corbin. Give me a petrification roll.
Sweet, I passed.
All right, Trask is fine.
I needed a 17.
Okay, Galvin?
7. I did not pass.
Okay. Myron?
I rolled a 15, needed a 13.
You're good. Lirian?
I got a 16, so I'm good.
Okay. Erwin?
I got a 9, and I'm not.
Okay. Galvin, you kind of are just frozen staring at this horrific sight because you don't like spiders, and we've already established this. So, and Erwin, you are also, when you kind of hear that and look up, you're like, oh, crap. And you're kind of frozen with horror right now at this point. So, Trask, you put the bracelets on, going down the line. You are now, I forgot what it was, 9 foot almost.
No, it's like 6'7" or something like that.
All right, 6'7", sounds good. And that adds more pressure onto the little baby spider.
Mm-hmm.
He takes more damage. You hear it squeal, and you actually feel the grasp let go.
Okay.
So next round, you will be able to just roll out of the way.
Okay.
Calvin, who is petrified at the moment, skipping. Myron?
Dragon, shoot, what's his name? Sorry.
Erwin.
Erwin, yes, dragging Erwin forward. Unless I can change my action now that I see that Galvin's petrified, but I assume I can't.
No, you really don't, really can't change it, sorry. So you start dragging Erwin forward, which you notice that he is also horrified and looking up.
Uh-huh.
And that gives us to Myron, what are you doing? I'm sorry, Lyrian, what are you doing? Sorry.
I was attacking the spider, so...
All right, roll me the d20, please.
7.
You miss. Corbin, now what are you doing?
I'm backing up, trying to keep an eye on the huge spider above us with my mace out, ready to defend if he comes at us. Again, warning everyone, you know... Move, people. This spider is not going to be as easy to deal with as the little babies.
Okay, the baby spider that is on Trask actually squiggles its way out from underneath you from all the weight and is heading to what looks like limping towards like the foresty area. So it's still going to be here for another round. So you guys get to attack it. The spider on Erwin detaches itself and starts heading to the forest as well. The large spider now comes down towards the ground right in front of Corbin and settles down, which kind of looks like an aggressive manner towards you guys.
Yeah.
And behind us?
Which would be in the very back, yes. So now we're going through what we're doing now. Trask.
I'm going to roll up to my feet and take my bracelets off, and then next round I'm going to draw my weapons.
Okay. Galvin, who is still petrified, but you're slowly coming to.
Okay. Do I get an action or not?
Yeah, you'll be able to move.
Okay. Am I able to run?
Yeah, you could take off and run if you'd like.
Just knowing, like, if I know people that are afraid of, like, little spiders are afraid of spiders, so if I was really afraid of spiders, I'd probably run, so I think I'm running away.
Okay, you're going to be running away, and, Myron, what are you doing? You're dragging Erwin still?
Yeah, still, if he hasn't managed to get up yet.
Okay, no, at this point he is not, but he'll be coming too, so he'll get an action in a second. Lyrian, what are you doing?
I'm going to cast Entangle on the giant spider.
Okay, there's a segment involved with that spell. Let me see if I'll pull it up real quick.
Three.
Okay, perfect. Does he get a save? Yes. Okay. And Erwin, you are coming too, so you'll be able to do something next round. What would you like to be doing other than laying there?
Getting up.
Okay, you are being dragged, just to let you know, by Myron, who's trying to pull you out of the way.
Oh, for my action, I'll try to free myself and basically letting him know I'm getting up.
Okay. Corbin. Same thing?
Yeah, I'm going to keep backing up. I want people out of here, but I'm still in defensive mode. I don't want to attack this spider unless we absolutely have to, because I think that would be a fight we do not want to have. So I'm intent on escape at this point, but I'm covering the rear guard.
Okay. I'm just looking up the actual spell itself for Entangle right now while you guys are doing that.
I have it if you want me to read it.
Yeah, if you could, because I'm trying to do this and hold open the other book, so...
Yeah, it's cool. So it's a range of 8 inches. Last one turn, it affects a 4-inch diameter.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 segments, and it's a saving throw for half. So by means of the spell, the druid is able to cause plants in the area of effect to entangle creatures within the area. The grasses, weeds, bushes, and even trees wrap, twist, and entwine about the creature, thus holding them fast for the duration of the spell. If any creature in the area of effect makes its saving throw, the effect of the spell is to slow its movement by 50% for the spell's duration. So if it fails, it's slowed 50% instead of being hindered.
Okay. Roll for initiative, Corbin, and hope you roll well.
Oh, not good. I rolled a 6.
Corbin, you have failed us.
And I rolled a 1. Okay, so everybody in the party side will be moving on a 6, and actually Lyrian, who's casting a spell, will be moving very last on the party as far as the segments go. And the spider, who is now feasting, who is now looking at his new meal, is going to attack. And since right in his grasp, or I should say look, is Corbin. Corbin, your armor class again?
3.
You are very lucky, as the spider's claw, or I should say pincher, misses you right across the chest. You kind of jump backwards.
St. Cuthbert!
It is now your turn. We're starting at Trask.
Yeah, I was just going to draw my weapons to cover everyone's escape.
Okay. You actually put the bracelets on, and you draw your weapons. Okay, you're getting ready. You can actually run an attack if you'd like, or you can just stand there.
I'm just going to hold fast.
Okay, and Galvin, your move is that you were running away?
Yes.
You run past Trask, heading further into the forest. Myron?
I'm still dragging Erwin until he gets up, I guess.
He does get up. So, as you're dragging him, you see him kind of like, you know, I'm fine. And he gets up. You can still make a move by running or drawing your weapon to defend yourself. I'll give you that choice.
I'll unsling my shield and my mace and withdraw to where Trask is and take up position behind him to the side in case he gets attacked and needs healed.
Okay. And Erwin, you are on your feet. Are you going to be running, or are you going to take a defensive position? Erwin?
Thinking. I'll take a defensive position initially.
Okay. And back to Corbin?
I'm continuing to back up until with that grouping back there and just... telling everyone, I think discretion may be the better part of valor here. Run.
I'm inclined to agree with that.
Okay, Myron, Lyrian, your spell goes off. And the spider does not make it save. The spider, you see the plants, the vines and the various plants come out of the ground and latch onto this giant spider, wrapping around the spider. You see the spider struggles for a few moments and is now frozen in position. Lucky you guys are.
Okay, guys, run.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
You guys wildly run down the path, screaming like the kid from Home Alone. running, and after about 15 minutes of running, you guys are way out of breath. And Lyrian signals for everybody to stop because he is doesn't want you to get lost. And everybody kind of stops and taking a break, resting, and you do find what seems to be a nice spot to camp for the night, according to what Lyrian believes.
I have to interject here. Corbin was running in a very dignified manner.
Yeah, Galvin was not.
Galvin was kind of running like Cheech Marin in the movie Up in Smoke, saying, "Cheeks, stay together," when he was going to the bathroom. "Cheeks, stay together." Yeah, so you guys are now in a nice area, which seems to be somewhat safe, but you're still leery about the forest at this point, and I'll let you guys pick it up from there. Out of breath.
Is anybody down enough hit points to need healing?
Dude, I lost like 7 or 8 hit points.
Okay, have a cure light wounds. 4, 6.
6, okay. Actually, yeah, that brings me up to full then. I can math. Don't judge me.
This is not the math podcast, as we said many times. As we try to figure out 6 plus something the last time, whatever it was.
So we're camping for the night?
Well, at this point, you probably want to, because it's getting very dark now. Darker than it was before. You are very tired.
I'll go ahead and cast Unseen Servant to set up my whole camping area for me. And, you know, gather a nice bed of leaves for me or whatever, and put my bedroll down on top of, or put my bedroll down on top of it for me, and do all the nice
peel some grapes.
Yeah. Jeez.
I ask Lyrian, "Is it
what your nails done? Would it, be,
would it be okay to have a fire?"
I'm going to suggest that we don't have a fire, and rather have those of us who have improvision keep watch throughout the night, as a fire might either attract some of the unwholesome denizens of the forest towards us, or else might burn down the forest, which would be also bad.
Okay. Is anybody going to go on watch? As you see Galvin now on a puffy, thick bed of leaves and twigs, and he's very
pale. I'll take first watch. Right. I'll take second. Like,
oh, well, I have a vision and you don't, and we're both fighters, so.
One at a time.
How many of us have InfraVision anyway?
3 of us.
Myron does.
Myron, Lyrian, and myself.
Okay. I'll set whatever watch you all want.
Okay.
And it's probably be a good idea to have 2 on watch.
I was just about to say, considering we're dealing with spiders and they can potentially do a 1-kill shot, we might want 2 people on watch.
Okay, I'll volunteer for first watch.
Very brave of you.
Erwin, are you sure you don't need healing?
I'm only down 2 hit points, so, I mean, if you've got it to spare, great, but it's no big deal.
You know, I do just, you know, I would hate to take a chance. Okay. So let me go ahead and roll you up here for 5 points.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks much.
Okay. So, I guess Galvin and Trask will take first watch, followed by someone else with InfraVision and another person, and Myron, then someone else.
I'll take second as the non-InfraVision person.
I'll take second as the InfraVision person, then.
Okay.
I'll go last.
Yeah, I'll take the final watch, then.
Okay. Rain. Who was on first watch again? I'm sorry.
Trask and Galvin.
Trask and Galvin. Second watch again.
Myron.
Myron.
And Erwin.
And Erwin. And the last watch.
Corbin.
Corbin. And No one. Corbin's going to be by himself.
Oh, sorry. I'm on the last watch as well.
Okay. All right. So, as I knock my microphone away, that's not good. Okay. So first watch. Let's see. Does anything happen? Random roll. Nothing happens on the first watch.
I sent you a message.
Yeah, I see that.
All right.
I'm just waiting for my computer to update the new message. come on. Okay. And it's uneventful during the first watch. It seems to be quiet. Every once in a while you hear a distant clutter in the forest of something moving around, but you don't see anything. Trask?
Yeah?
You hear Trask. coming from above you in the forest area.
Can I hear where it's coming from?
Above you somewhere. It sounds kind of familiar, the voice.
I'm glad I didn't sit watch with him.
I'm going to look up. Do I see anything?
No, you don't. And then you hear, Trask, you punched me. Coming from behind you in the forest.
I'm going to look behind me to see if there's anything.
You don't see anything.
I thought we were cool. You apologized and I apologized. We're good now.
You hear, you invited me over for Christmas and I'm a Jewish horse.
I didn't know.
It's from the other
side. We're gonna have turkey.
It's from the other side.
It's kosher.
Offer him some bacon.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, so
he's looking around wildly for the Jewish Jewish zombie evil horse.
Okay.
I see that Jack is typing.
Oh, the horse says to you, "We're not as cool as you thought." And you actually see Galvin just fall on the floor and start laughing hysterical.
He's gonna look down. Well, at least I don't look like an emaciated magic man. He turns around and just like a crosses his arms and goes, "Huh."
Okay, and your watch pretty much ends. Nice. As you guys wake up the next duo of Myron and Irwin. Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Have to change alignment now, I guess. Yeah. Lose a level.
Lose a level.
Have you been injured in an adventure? Has inferior equipment led to your friend's injury or death? Then call us.
Have you been cheated out of your Social Security income?
Yeah. Disability?
Myron. Yeah.
Emphasis on disability.
Myron and Irwin will be there for you. Okay, on your watch. Uneventful. Lucky guys. And on the last watch of Corbin and Lyrian. 20 spiders jump out. No, I'm kidding. Actually, that's uneventful as well.
All right.
So you guys actually had a very uneventful night. And...
Well, except for Trask.
Except for Trask, who... wants... I have no idea what he wants, but Trask is... Why does my computer not update fast enough when you guys type something? at an uneventful night. So what the hell? Okay. And
I guess it's safe to assume that Myron has regained all of his spells and all that jazz.
Yes, everybody tell me what spells you're going to...
I'm going to prepare 3 instances of hit stuff with sword.
I'm going to get 3 fireballs and 2 lightning bolts.
Ha ha.
Well, I got into
Myron. I have a spool of finger of death.
And magic missile.
Oh, I should have gotten that.
On the last watch, actually, you guys, Corbin,
yes,
and Lyrian, you hear Trask screaming, "Spider!" And Galvin, you feel something all tickly and everything running across your skin as you're hearing Trask screaming, "Spider!"
Ah! I start batting at my back with my hands and
you see that
get it off
as you're spinning around and twirling, and you see Trask laughing hysterical as all it is a bunch of leaves and prickly things from the forest.
Good one, Trask.
It's not very nice, is it?
I suppose not.
No, not at all. Okay, so you guys break down camp, and this is where we're going to call it an end for tonight, and we'll continue next week, as that'll complete the session for tonight, guys. Thanks for joining us. Hope everybody had fun. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody learned something. Yeah. Everybody learned something. Trask learned not to... actually, Galvin learned not to screw with Trask, but... All right. Thank you, everybody.
You have been listening to The Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for The Quest for the Book of Sorrows.